This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Making Sense of Current Hungarian Politics. The opening session of the 8th meeting of the Citizen Participation University began with the traditional welcome by Máté Varga, the head of Civil College Foundation. Varga is an open-handed and open-hearted man with a ready ability to laugh, often seeming to be chuckling to himself. So his welcome would normally be met with open faces and wide smiles, but this year must have seemed more subdued and sober to CPU veterans. Máté's remarks were tempered by the times. He described the protests recently in Budapest around the government's new restrictions on nonprofits, the crowds, the excitement, the anger, and the disappointment that their protest had been unsuccessful. Non-governmental organizations that receive any foreign funding are now required to publicly label themselves as foreign funded on their literature, website, and so forth. Grants from the Norwegian government are being held up over the dispute. Civil College has been mentioned in coverage in newspapers and television stories, along with others, including George Soros, the Hungarian-American billionaire who's currently the boogeyman of Hungarian conservative politics. In fact, Máté warned that the very location in Kunbabani, there where we were meeting, had been the target of journalistic interlopers who might be seeking unsolicited interviews. Nick Thorpe, a veteran BBC reporter stationed in Budapest and reporting over the last 31 years on Eastern Europe, was partnered with me to provide the keynote to the opening session. He was going to provide context and analysis of the current scene in the region and in Hungary, and I was slated to provide some perspective on how organizations could respond and survive in these increasingly harsh climates. All I could offer on Acorn's experience in my half hour could be summarized as dare to struggle, dare to win, and never, never, ever quit fighting, which was well enough received. But I was especially interested in hearing Nick's on-the-ground, ringside perspective. He began with remarks about the huge dead of winter protest in Romania earlier in the year against corruption. He'd spent weeks there trying to solve the puzzle of the protest and the organizers and organizing behind it, after being initially skeptical that their efforts had any chance of success, yet the government had fallen to their efforts. Thorpe warned the assembly that his view on the current condition of Hungarian politics might be seen as contrarian. Despite the foreboding of Máté's introduction, he felt the government's attacks might be ebbing rather than rising. The heart of his argument was that the obsession of the existing government with the Central European University and its support by Soros had crossed the line, had lost support of other right parties and within the governing party itself. Though in the West, the situation is seen as a stalemate with a year's cooling off period, Thorpe's analysis from his sources was more along the lines that the year was a face saver for the government rather than the last gasp for the university. Unfortunately for our comrades among Hungarian NGOs, Thorpe's sources did not extend sufficiently, at least not yet, to give them comfort on their fight. The same tide had not gone out on nonprofits. On the other hand, Thorpe speculated that despite the overwhelming odds stacking the deck for the existing government in the coming election, it would require virtually all parties, right and left, to coalesce in order to defeat it. He believed there were signs in the wind that indicated that such a political tsunami might be building. He couldn't be sure, of course, and he could be wrong, but his finger was in the wind and he could feel currents moving in surprising directions, all of which made my following Thorpe easier. Where there is even a glimmer of hope, struggle is easier to imagine in organizing, a more obvious necessity. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.